This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With us now is Dr. Nicole Sapphire. She's a board-certified medical doctor, senior Fox News medical contributor, and now author of the brand-new book, Love Mom, Inspiring Stories Celebrating Motherhood, just in time for Mother's Day next month. Doctor, welcome back to the show. Great to have you.
Thanks so much for having me, Guy. Happy Friday.
Absolutely. So we have talked about this book privately together. We've talked about it publicly on the air here as well when you were starting to request pre-orders and that kind of thing. Well, now the book is out. It's available everywhere. I've seen folks holding it up, taking selfies with it, reading it, and I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. For people who may not remember the concept or haven't seen some of your other interviews on it, just give us the overall pitch for Love Mom.
Well, Guy, this book means more to me than I could ever express. First of all, I was given the opportunity to tell my motherhood journey, which, as you know, and many of your listeners probably know, was not the most traditional. I became pregnant when I was still in high school, and that was, you know, it was a very difficult time, very isolating time. But ultimately, I did make the decision to go through with my pregnancy. I was that teenager walking the high school halls pregnant. You know, while that wasn't the most planned event of my life, it certainly created the person that I am today. And so in the book, I talk about all of that and everything and how I leaned on my faith, family, and friends to really help me get through some of those difficult times and, you know, how I became who I am today. But it's not just my story, Guy. I was able to tell the story of so many other moms, which is wonderful, right? Because one story can only reach so many people, but so many different stories that have such diverse topics and twists and turns, I mean, that reaches so many more people. So a lot of our Fox moms that you know, Ainsley Earhart, Martha McCallum, Jennifer Griffin, Kayleigh McEnany, and many others, and also some non-Fox moms, a patient of mine, a Gold Star mom that I had. But the bottom line, Guy, is that we touch on all topics. It's just not all the happy, feel-good moments of motherhood. Those are in there too, believe me. But we talk about everything from divorce to miscarriage, to cancer diagnoses, depression, everything, you name it, everything that mothers tend to go through.
You know, I feel like one of the lines, and I think some people would call it a lie, that a lot of younger women and girls are fed is, if you want to go and become a mom and have kids, you know, good for you, but you can't have it all. You can't really necessarily make the most of your career. You can't be fully fulfilled yourself as a woman if you decide to go that path. And it's sort of like, okay, if you want to, if that's your choice, fine. But I mean, I look at your life and I see how many kids you've got, and you've got this marriage to another hugely successful medical doctor. You went from the girl walking around pregnant in your high school to an eminent doctor who's nationally known, best-selling author. You have what feels like a full-time TV career on top of being a doctor. Like, you are doing all of these things. And I just wonder if you ever take a step back and realize that you actually refute this premise that I think is wrong, that people can't really be fulfilled in their professional lives and in their personal lives as proud parents or particularly mothers. Is that something that you reflect on, especially having written this book?
You know, Guy, you make such a great point there. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to put my story down to paper, because I think young women specifically right now, you know, they have so much worry and there's not as much support for them to overcome some of the obstacles. We always kind of look to those quick fixes or, you know, something to get us out of challenging situations. But I just want a lot of these people to know that you may find yourself in, you know, an unplanned situation, but that doesn't mean life changes. It just means you carve a path around that obstacle and you still go on to reach your dreams. Now, don't get me wrong, Guy. One of the mantras in this book is essentially you can't be everything to everybody at every moment. And the way that you can still be successful in all of those facets of life, from professional to personal to whatever it is you just be as present in the moment as possible. So when I'm in the hospital, I give my patients my 100% divided attention. When I'm home with my kids, I try to do the exact same. Now, I'd be lying if I say I mastered this little talent, but I work on it every single day. And I do know that the most important thing in my life is my faith, my family, and my friends. And really everything else is just noise. And so as long as you really focus on those values and make sure everything you're doing is to kind of nurture those values, that's the best you could ask for.
One thing that I was curious about, and you and I talked about it when we went to a hockey game together a number of weeks ago, in advance of this book coming out, since you really open up publicly about your personal story and going back to those high school days, and then, of course, you've had this incredible life and career beyond that, I'm sure there was this moment where you're like, oh, my gosh, is my life over? And now you look at where you are today, and the answer emphatically was obviously not in any way, shape, or form. But it was scary. That was difficult. And the product of that pregnancy, of course, is your oldest son, who I know is off doing exciting things right now. Last time we checked in, he was with his grandparents and all of that. In order to get open and vulnerable about your story, it's also kind of revealing some stuff about his background. How was that conversation to say, you know, hey, you're a young adult now. I'm thinking about doing this. What do you make of it? How did you approach that?
You know, I'll be honest, when I decided to write this down, I talked to him about it. And to me, he was like, I support you. Whatever you want to do, it's great. That's great. That's great. And I even, when I wrote the chapter, I asked him, do you want to read it? You know, I wanted his input because this is his life too.
Right.
And he was like, nope, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It wasn't until a few weeks before the book came out that his grandfather, said something to me that he had said to him. And it was mind-blowing to me because I had no idea that he even had some concerns. But I guess my son said to my father, you know, I'm a little nervous that, you know, she's going to make people look bad by telling the story. And you know what my dad's response was, what I think is probably the best, and it meant a lot to me. My dad's response was, the worst thing that she could do for other people is just tell the truth, because that was her, that's her truth. And that's what she lived through. And we've all grown and we've all gotten to a better place now. And so the only thing that would come is the truth, and people have to be able to be okay with the truth. Mm. We all make bad decisions in our life and, you know, we grow from them.
Dr. Nicole Saffire, my guest, her new book out this week is Love Mom, Inspiring Stories Celebrating Motherhood. And obviously, because I have you here, I've been asking mostly about your story. I think it's really powerful. I think that's a big reason why I think people should buy and read the book. But as you've noted, there's a lot of other mother stories in there. Can you just give us like one vignette, one element that's in the book that you feel like from someone else really tugs at the heartstrings, whether in a wonderful, happy, heartwarming way or in maybe a tougher, grittier way? Just give us one slice of it, if you would.
You know, I think it was, for one thing for me, when I went to all these moms and asked them to be a part of the book, I said, the only way I want you in this book is if you're able to be your authentic self and you're able to kind of talk about something that maybe you haven't really talked about publicly, because this book is all about showing our authenticity. And so Ainsley Earhart, who has been a friend of mine, she did my first interview at Fox, which is going on almost 10 years ago now. So I've known her for a long time, and we have been through ups and downs together. And then I asked her if she wanted to be in it, and she emphatically said yes. And she decided to open up about going through divorce and being in the public eye. And someone who is extremely faithful, like she is, Mm-hmm. We talk about, you know, how was that being as faithful as you are, going through divorce, being in the public eye, and she leaned on the way that she talks about how she leaned on her faith and the comfort that her faith gave her and the guidance that it gave her. I mean, it's just so powerful. And then all in the same time, she also loses her mother soon after. I mean, there are so many feels there, but ultimately she points to her faith in God that has continued to lift her up. And, you know, it's a common misperception. Like people say, if you lean on people, if you ask for help, then that's a sign of weakness. But the reality is when you lean on other people, that just makes you stronger. And we are all stronger together. And again, throughout this book, there is stories of leaning on faith, family, and friends. And that's what makes us stronger.
Mm-hmm. And some of the featured women in this book, as you mentioned, are colleagues of ours. And I think what's really valuable about that and people kind of putting it out there in some ways and revealing certain things that can be uncomfortable and tough, like you mentioned Ainsley going through divorce and knowing how deep her faith is and how important that is for her. I remember being like a little surprised when I heard that, oh my gosh, she got divorced. That just wasn't something I anticipated. So for her to open up about that, I think is like kind of brave. And it also reminds us, and this is important in our industry, I think sometimes sort of folks will see us on camera, on screen, and they'll say, oh, so-and-so has it all. And, oh, she's so pretty, and, you know, I wish I could be like her and all of that, and it seems like she has a perfect life. And it can be a he thing, too. None of us have perfect lives. We're all imperfect human beings, but I think sometimes we can be weirdly, like, either dehumanized or idealized because of the industry that we work in. And I think for people to take themselves off of that kind of pedestal in a very public way and share some things that might not be things that they ever imagined they would, that takes some guts. And I think that that is not only cool and important that they did that, I also think it's a reflection on you that they were willing to do that in this context of trusting you to treat their stories fairly and appropriately and with the care that's required for a book like this. So I just think that's an amazing thing. It's not always easy to get anyone, let alone public figures, to, I'm not going to say dirty laundry, but to become vulnerable in a way where there's, you know, especially when you're in the limelight, people want to shoot arrows at you and you've got critics and, oh, your appearance and your ideas. And people have all sorts of things to say and junk to talk. And to sometimes maybe fuel the critics and give them more ammo can be a little scary. But in the scheme of things, if it can help people and you're just real and you're truthful, I think that's a really powerful thing, Doctor.
It certainly is, Guy. And for anyone out there who is holding me up on a pedestal right now, just read my chapter. I take myself right off that pedestal and I just throw myself down. I talk about all the highs and lows and battling depression and insecurities and everything. And I really think that anyone who reads this book will come out having a deeper understanding, you know, not only of just us, but kind of insightful, and it maybe tap into some of their own feelings. And then people say, you know what, this is a book for women. Absolutely not. Let me tell you something. If any man were to get a hold of this book and read these stories, they would have so much more insight and understanding about how the woman's mind works that I actually think it would help strengthen their relationships.
Well, people of all ages and both sexes can get their hands on this book right now. It's available everywhere. It's called Love, Mom, Inspiring Stories Celebrating Motherhood by Dr. Nicole Sapphire, our friend, our colleague here, Fox News senior medical contributor. Doctor, congratulations on the book. I know it's going to be a huge success, but good luck with all the sales. And I'm sure you're going to hear from so many readers and how you've touched their lives. And that's probably another conversation for another day. But right now, you're in the thick of it, and we're rooting for you. Again, congrats.
Thanks so much.
It's the Guy Benson Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
Not the same talking points here. The Guy Benson Show.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.